Support for NPR and the following message come from FX's The Veil, an international spy thriller starring Elizabeth Moss. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. Now streaming only on Hulu.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Democratic-led Senate has voted to dismiss articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Speaking on the Senate floor, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said the articles were unconstitutional.
Impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2. Section 4 of the United States Constitution.
Republican Senator Eric Schmidt shot back at Schumer, accusing him of setting the Constitution ablaze.
To dismiss or table articles of impeachment against Secretary Mayorkas without a trial here today or in committee is an unprecedented move by Senator Schumer.
House Republicans impeached Mayorkas over his handling of the southern border, alleging that he refused to enforce immigration laws and breached the public's trust. Democrats called the impeachment effort a politically motivated stunt. The Manhattan criminal trial of former President Donald Trump goes quiet on Wednesdays while the judge works on other cases. But as NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben reports, Trump is not using his day off to campaign.
Trump is spending the day at his Westchester Golf Club, according to a campaign official. He will return to Trump Tower tonight to have dinner with Polish officials, including President Andrzej Duda. Trump called the right-wing politician his friend during his presidency. Duda, at one point, suggested the U.S. build a base called Fort Trump in Poland. But the two men have their differences. Among them, Duda is a staunch supporter of aid to Ukraine, which borders on Poland. Trump opposed a package including Ukraine aid earlier this year and more recently has proposed lending money to help the country in fending off a Russian invasion. Jury selection in the criminal trial resumes Thursday. Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
The de facto government in Haiti has now officially named the members of a transitional council. NPR's Ada Peralta reports the council is supposed to appoint a new prime minister.
The members of the council include representatives of political parties and civil society organizations. Last month, in an effort to reel Haiti back from the brink, Haiti's de facto prime minister cut a deal with the international community. He agreed to step down once a new transitional council had named his successor. But the process has been repeatedly delayed by politicians, business groups, and other leaders who want to make sure they retain some power under a new government. The official announcement also comes with caveats. The announcement says some of the council members have not yet been vetted, and if they fail to provide some of the required documents, they will, quote, be forced to resign. Meanwhile, most of Haiti's capital is still under the control of gangs. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Mexico City.
This is NPR News in Washington. Two Senate panels held hearings today looking into allegations of safety failures at Boeing. Lawmakers questioned aviation experts and a whistleblower who accuses the aircraft maker of dangerous manufacturing deficiencies. In a report issued in February, a panel of experts said Boeing's approach to safety remains flawed, despite improvements that were made after the crashes of two jets that killed 346 people. Today marks 100 days before the opening ceremony at the Paris Summer Olympics. NPR's Brian Mann reports the Olympic torch was lit this week in Greece. And here in the United States, hundreds of athletes are now scrambling to qualify for the Games.
The Summer Games in Paris will be the first held since the COVID-19 pandemic marred Olympic Games in Tokyo and Beijing. Organizers and athletes say this competition will be much more open, with big crowds again and athletes' families able to attend. CJ Nicholas is a Taekwondo fighter who says Paris will give athletes a chance to show off sports that normally don't get much attention.
We don't get the eyes all the time, and it's only a couple weeks period every 4 years for an entire life's work.
Most athletes still need to compete in qualifying events to secure a spot on the U.S. team. U.S. sport officials say security for these games will be tight, and athletes will receive briefings on how to stay safe in Paris. Brian Mann, NPR News, New York.
At the close on Wall Street today, the Dow was down 45 points. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.